Yeah. You asking me to tell that again?
I remember it was a story about a software development team.
Right.
And
right.
What I came away with wasn't all the details, but the basic idea was, seemed to me that they were sort of put in a room and said, here, work it out, and there was the work cycle that was established for them, and they reported at the end of each month, and their productivity increased greatly, but I didn't get all the details of it.
Well, you got the essence of it right there.
Yeah, see how amazing how story works.
And I get an A for the day.
You get an A plus. Huh? Yeah, and you said it in 30 seconds instead of my 19 minutes. So
right.
That's why you get the A plus. No, and that's the guts of it. That's about management creating the container, creating the space, setting the direction, and then getting out of the way and providing whatever help the team needs to get on with its work. You need this? No problem. Here it is. So anything else bothering you? I've got rid of that. Anything else? And creating the container, removing impediments, and being responsive to the team. But the main thing is, compared to a traditional organization, getting out of the way. And that was when the first time that Jeff Sutherland, who is really, I think, the person who knows more about some aspects of this than anyone else on the planet, where he actually was able to put all those pieces together for the first time, and the thing just took off like a rocket, and that group just became so productive. And then he tried it in four other organizations, and same result. So he's been wandering around the world ever since, creating support for this. And that's why I say there are a couple of hundred big companies and thousands of teams, and he has a big responsibility for having created this movement.
What I didn't get was this something he sort of stumbled on, or did he?
Well, he'd been working on this for 10 years. He'd been working in software companies for 10 years, trying to figure out how to make this happen. Because he started, he'd been a professor in a medical school, and then he got an offer he couldn't refuse to come and manage software. What he found was he inherited a department where there'd be hundreds of people, and that what they were doing was always late and always over budget and was full of bugs, and things were in crisis, and the management would try to manage the people more tightly and have more controls, and that just made things work. And so they forced them to do overtime and work weekends, and they got divorced, and they were sent on death marches, and just didn't. And he's saying, there's something wrong with this picture. There's something terribly, terribly wrong. So he spent 10 years trying to figure out, well, what's the right way to do it? And he got a lot of insight from the new product development work. That new products, the most successful new products have been done in the way that you described just a second ago, getting a group together, putting them in a room and say, do it. Develop a car that's half the cost and twice as good. You've got 2 years. Instead of 4 years, get on with it. Or as they said in Toyota, 1994, develop a car that will make the gasoline engine obsolete. And you've got 3 years to do it. And they did it. So it was big in product development. He also studied quite a lot in what happened in software, and came across this incredible example, the Bolin Quattro Pro experience, where this incredibly productive team, the most productive team that's ever been recorded in software. They're 50 times more productive than the team that developed Microsoft's Windows Vista. So they're an incredible team. And a huge part of it was this interactive communication, meetings, so that everybody in that group knew everything about what was going on. And there were some unusual features. I mean, the developers actually played jazz. Were in a jazz band with the CEO, so there was a particularly close and collaborative relationship between the developers and the CEO. And so communication, that the penny dropped for for Sutherland, that the communication, intense and regular and ongoing communication so that everybody knew everything about what was happening, was a crucial piece of getting that kind of productivity. So there's a whole history, in a sense, of how he got to this. So it is true that he stumbled on it in one sense, but he'd been actually spending 10 years trying to figure out how to do it. And it was only after 10 years that he finally had all the pieces in place to make it happen. So it's an exciting story, and it'll be a chapter in the book. And I'm actually talking with the other members of that team and getting their perspective. What was it like to be in this seminal experience where this all of these pieces came together at the same time?
I can't wait to read it. Thank you.
Anything else? Anyone else on the line like to ask a question? Otherwise, we're going to call this to a close.
And I would like to ask one more time for the title of Steve's new book and the title of Seth's new book.
Well, we can answer one of those. Seth can answer his book, but my book is currently called Untitled.
Untitled. I'll look for that.
Untitled. Because we've been arguing with the publisher and other people about, well, what is this about? It started out being a book about storytelling and teams. Uh-huh. But it's become a lot bigger than that, and so now it's really about a new way of managing work. But the title of it, we'll have to wait, and there'll be a big argument with the publisher as to what to call it. But it's certainly bigger than storytelling, and it's bigger than teams, and it's how to describe it. If you've got a good idea for a title, I mean, I'll give you $1,000 if you have the winning title.
A new kind of work. Anyway, that speaks, that may not be it, but that speaks mostly to me what it is you're talking about here. So the title of my book is called Getting Change Right, and I've actually got a blog up and running, gettingchangeright.com. I'm focusing on creating rapid, widespread engagement for new ideas. That's likely to be the subtitle of it. Yeah, thank you.
So if there's no other question, I think we'll call this to a close. Thanks very much for being online, and we'll post this on the website, and I would love to get any further questions, comments that you have, suggestions that I might have, instances of high-performance teams that I should know about, sectors that I haven't spoken about. Love to hear about that. But thanks very much for being online, and look forward to our next encounter.
And if you came to us without being on either of our newsletters, then drop us a line so that we can make sure and send you the support materials, because otherwise we don't have a way of reaching you, unless, of course, you're somebody who's a good personal friend and we're just in touch with you all the time anyways. But thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.